A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nightside, credibility, also absurd news. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to The Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard. I got Andy Farnsworth here filling in Alex Curie's way tonight. And we'll be back next week, The Nightside Project, as usual. But it's been fun having Andy on. Yeah. He's done a great job, and I think everyone agrees with that. I noticed this week you got a lot of complimentary texts, Andy. People really enjoyed having you.
It was good to hear, and it's been fun. I enjoy talking to Ethan. I've always had fun talking with you on and off the air.
Yeah.
And I feel like we get good discussions going back and forth. Well,
I agree.
This is probably the most important thing we're going to talk about this week.
Oh, and it's not even close. Andy alerted me that earlier this week. And
it was yesterday.
Circumstances in the news kind of prevented us from really digging into this topic yesterday. But we're ready to now. And that is, yesterday was
National Burger Day.
National Burger Day.
Now, I got to say, I work in the newsroom, okay? And normally I do morning traffic. And this has all changed over the years, but it used to be on days like National Burger Day, burger joints would say, hey, why don't you come out and do live news from our place? And so our colleagues at Channel 5 would go out to the Habit Burger or something like that, and they'd make burgers at 5 in the morning, you know, to show how it goes behind the scenes, the fresh, you know, it was kind of an ad for them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they would bring back sacks full of burgers. And at 6 in the morning, a cheeseburger is so delicious, especially if it's still warm. So, so good. In fact,
see, that makes me want to vomit.
That's because you've never worked overnights, man.
And you're exactly right. So
if you work overnights, you learn very quickly who will make you a cheeseburger before 10 a.m. And it is a very short list.
So what time do you... normally wake up like that? Like, at that period of time, when were you waking up?
3
a.m.
Or I'd worked all night.
Okay, so by 9 a.m.
By 9 a.m., I'm ready for dinner, not breakfast.
Yeah, so that's why a cheeseburger tastes good.
Oh,
see,
okay.
If I got up at 7 a.m., drove straight to the newsroom.
Yes.
For a shift, and someone dropped a cheeseburger in front of me.
You wouldn't eat it.
I'd walk away. I'd stand and walk away. And I love cheeseburgers. I adore cheeseburgers. Cheeseburgers are my favorite. We cooked cheeseburgers out here on the grill just over the weekend, like so many other families did. And that's a favorite meal of ours, is when we get the charcoal grill going and we throw down. I do one
now,
third
wait
pound.
A minute. You're not using propane and propane accessories?
I used to have a propane grill, but I thought I'd try charcoal. We were at the hardware store, and they had a charcoal grill. This seemed like a reasonably good one that was on, like, monster clearance. It was at the end of the year, right? I mean, we were pushing into winter, and they were like, someone buy these. And it was super inexpensive. It was like $20 or $30 for a very large charcoal grill. It wasn't great quality, but I thought, you know what? I've never really tried the charcoal, so let's give it a shot. So I've been doing that for a few years. And it wasn't any kind of like moral decision or anything like that, or even a taste decision. But it was a money decision, pure and simple. But it's great. So I like to get a burger, a ground beef with kind of a high fat content, right? You want at least 20% fat.
Because that's where a lot of the flavor is.
Of course. And then I do 1/3 pound patties.
I like the way you think.
And kind of make them myself, so I can make them, you know, nice and fat. But I don't want them to balloon up like a baseball. But I do want them to be kind of nice and thick all the way throughout.
Do you like to pre-cook your bacon, crumble it, and mix it in with the meat so that it cooks all the way through?
Oh, I actually have never done that, but that actually sounds amazing.
And then you get a little taste of bacon in every bite.
And then
instead of one bite and the whole slice goes into your mouth. And that's great, but then you don't have any bacon for the rest of your burger.
And then you're right, because you always run that risk of pre-cook the bacon and then you pre-eat the bacon. That's always a risk.
That is one of the risks, it's true.
And then each patty gets two slices of American cheese there at the end.
Yes, American cheese. My wife is a cheddar, and I just disagree with that on burgers.
Cheddar's fine. I'm not going to turn my nose up at a cheddar burger, but
there's American with it.
But there is something about that American cheese that for me I just love so much on burgers. And when you think about it, it makes some sense. And I know a lot of people turn their noses up at it. At American cheese, like, oh, why would you ever put American cheese on a burger?
Half of my kids are like that.
Ugh. But you know what?
They're not related to me.
But when you go to Crown Burger, what are you going to get? A cheeseburger with American cheese on it.
Yes, you are.
When you go to McDonald's, what are you going to get? American cheese. When you go to Wendy's, American cheese. When you go to Hires, what are you going to get? American cheese on
your
burger.
It's one of those things where when you ask somebody, they're like, I hate American cheese. But if you said, would you rather have your McDonald's burger without it? They'd be like, whatever.
No, man, with cheese.
Yeah.
In-N-Out Burger, what do you get? American cheese.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just the classic. And it makes total sense to me, and so I do it. I always have a pack of American cheese in there because for those burgers. So this weekend, we're going to honor American Burger Day. What is it?
National Burger Day.
National Burger Day.
So here's the thing. The biggest burger I've ever eaten was in New York City. It was from a place called Cozy's Soup and Burger. And it was like a slab of meatloaf.
Really?
It actually stopped me up the next day. But it was good, and I ate the whole thing. Locally, we are spoiled for burgers here in Utah. There is no question.
Yes.
I know that Crown Burger's near and dear to everyone who works at KSL and ever has.
Yep.
It's kitty corner to us. It's a burger. The Crown Burger with pastrami is usually either named or in the top two of the state's burgers. We got Lucky 13, which makes a whole bunch. If you've never been to Lucky 13's, it is a bar, so you have to be 21.
But it is kind of legendary there as well.
They got such great burgers. But even like Carl's Jr. Superstar with cheese, Five Guys, you can get a giant burger.
Five Guys is great.
Culver's.
We are spoiled.
Yeah. You know what? We're not even going to say what's the best because there are so many good ones.
JCW's
has some great burgers.
Yeah.
You got your choice, and I say, go have one today, tomorrow, but have one this weekend and celebrate National Burger Day from the place that made burgers famous, the U.S. of A.
That's right. That's exactly right.
All right. 1 hour to go on the Nightside Project. Next hour, we've got headlines, Zen headlines. We've got some Star Wars information and first world problems. We're going to need your first world problems. Start texting them in. We'll talk about those just after 7:30. It's the Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
Years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.